Well, John, first of all, congratulations, and you're finally going to get to celebrate winning Division 3, but I'm sure it's a sense of relief more than anything else.
It's a huge relief. The only bonus is that our boys get to celebrate it twice, which I'm sure they won't turn down. But no, all credit to our fellas. They've been very committed all year, and I think it's a just reward for them to win it outright.
Yeah, because you were the best team in the league for right through, you know, maybe one or two slip-ups, but by and large you were the best team.
Yeah, I think we've always tried to go out and play football, and we're encouraging them to play football, and in fairness, they want to work hard and they want to learn, and hopefully we're advising them the right way, and this is another step in the right direction for us. Hopefully next year we can keep going and keep improving and keep the group together.
Yeah. Talked about today anyway, got off to a great start. Three quick points, led 4 points to one after what, 12 minutes or something?
Yeah, we're flying, absolutely flying, and we struck the post. Ryan Cunney with a great move, a flowing move down the three quarters of the pitch, and Ryan turned, and he's a great man to get a goal, and it whacked it off the post, and if that had to go in, it would have been 1-4 to a point, I think, and it would have set us up. But obviously that didn't happen. They came down the field, got a couple of free kicks, and they worked themselves back into the game. And half time, it was all to play for.
Well, the big turning point in the first half, I thought Kevin Martin save from John Campbell after the penalty was awarded.
Yeah, Kevin, in fairness, after the last couple of games, he said that most of the saves he made this year, it always fell to the opposition, and they got a goal out of it. But this time he scrambled and he got the ball, yeah, thankfully, before it went over the line.
That was a big moment, because they were 5-2 or 5-3 down, I think. They could have gone ahead at that stage.
That's right, DC, and the breeze seemed to be getting stronger as the game went on. And credit to Kevin, he's played very well all summer, all year, and his kick-outs have been excellent. And I'm delighted that he got the save.
You didn't kick on at the start of the second half. They came at you well.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is we won the throw-in. Daniel Breslin got isolated on the sideline, and he was blown for over-carrying, which was disappointing for us, because we were hoping to maybe work a score from the if we won the throw-in, and but that didn't happen. They went down the field, and it was all to play for them.
Yeah. And they drew level then, didn't you?
That's right. It was tit for tat, and there was a lot of hard play. I think it was a lot of honesty from the two sides, and we showed a lot of composure towards the end to break through and get a couple of scores.
Yeah. They lost the man then, and that was another big turning point, I think, because you kind of scored them 3 points to one, and then in the last 8-9 minutes.
That's right, because Gillian McGonigal got a huge score over on the right hand side, and in fairness, our lads, the head didn't go down. At that stage, we showed some composure and got getting people on the ball, and then a bit of support. And I think we worked it well. And I think full credit to our lads for.
It was important to win, important to go up.
It was very important for the group. It would have been a severe blow to the group of players that we have. They're very young, and they're. I think it's important that they came through this on the right side.
A lot of young talent there.
Yeah, we're very thankful that we have a lot of talented players, and they're willing to work hard, and hopefully we'll be able to keep the group together and see where it takes us.
That has been a difficulty for Gillybeg, hasn't it?
Yeah, and not alone us. And there's a lot of clubs around the southwest that are, and all over Donegal, that have difficulty keeping lads at home, but at the end of the day, we're hopeful that we can build a solid group of players that want to play and want to compete hard.